The Equator Principles, or EPs. The EPs is a risk management framework adopted by financial institutions for determining, assessing, and managing environmental and social risk in projects. They are intended to provide a minimum standard for due diligence and monitoring to support responsible risk decision making. As of 2020, there are 105 financial institutions in 38 countries who have committed to adopting the EPs as environmental and social policy implementation standards relating to finance decisions. The purpose of the EPs is to promote responsible practices through mandatory standards applied to projects. This will encourage both public and private sectors to conform to enhance the feasibility of borrowing for improved infrastructure and projects. The latest set of EPs are on their fourth version as of 18th of November 2019 and may be downloaded from the Equator Principles website. There are 10 principles comprising 1. Review and categorization, 2. Environmental and social assessment, 3. Applicable environmental and social standards, 4. Environmental and social management systems and Equator Principles Action Plan, 5. Stakeholder engagement, 6. Grievance mechanism, 7. Independent review, 8. Covenants, 9. Independent review and monitoring, 10. Reporting and transparency. The annexes provide information on climate change, alternatives analysis, quantification and reporting of greenhouse emissions, and minimum reporting requirements. The EPs specifically reference support of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and the United Nations Guiding Principles on Business and Human Rights as interlinked principles. The 2015 Paris Agreement is also actively supported by the EPs. Further, there is direct linkage with the World Bank Group's International Finance Corporation performance standards. The EPs categorize projects according to size and impact so that different criteria apply and the one-size-fits-all issue is avoided. There is some controversy on principles such as the EPs, as there is disparity amongst countries on their official state support for climate change initiatives, which is often embedded in politics regardless of social considerations. Nevertheless, given the extensive adoption of the EPs, the principles must be considered by those seeking finance from supporting institutions. The governance of the EPs comprises an unincorporated association, which was formed in 2010. Works according to a set of governance rules and has 10 members as of 2019. The members are representatives from financial institutions and there are representatives to cover each region or continent. The secretariat is outsourced to a company in the United Kingdom to manage. Most of the documents and resources all relate to the EPs. There is transparency on the activities of the EPs through working groups, which can also be viewed on the EPs website.